Orvalon grew up in Lancaster, a small prairie town in extreme northeastern Minnesota. He went on to attend several colleges, teach English at Winona State University for 33 years, co-found the Great River Writers Conference, edit the Great River Review, raise two fine boys, adore four grandchildren, give dozens of readings across the country and beyond, publish his poems in dozens of magazines, chapbooks, and anthologies, and was a pretty good country baseball player in his youth. Here is Orville Lund.
Kafka. I'll let you be in my dream if I can be in yours. Bob Dylan. I just got back from the land of dreams, and let me tell you, Buster, it ain't no picnic there. The trains don't run on time, the buses just sit there, and time is running out. I cash my day coins in at night with interest. Why can it never be the sunny open fields, the friendly woods, the small town streets where I grew up, instead of this dark urban hollow of urgency and uncertainty? There are people I know, sometimes the oddest ones show up, a playmate from third grade who drew horses, a guy who once sold me insurance, a woman at a bar in red shoes, but aloof, they never help. My stern father watches from a stair top. My aproned mother is standing way over there yelling, "Yoo-hoo!" but can't come nearer. And my sons, those kind and gentle men, just make things worse. They interfere, always take detours to nowhere. At least I can make the car move in a steady direction, sometimes. If I do manage to arrive, I'm, of course, late. Everyone is speaking German, and often as not, I'm dressed improperly or not at all. There are crows on a rooftop, a church with peeling paint, a slew of old girlfriends clustered, whispering, cemetery stones with lichen, scratchy branches, a moon split by clouds, thick eyebrows, blood-red lips, wrinkled skin, rotting roadkill, and a rusty shotgun. There are things that happen here that I can't tell you, even in the safety of a poem. Unspeakable things. I think I may have killed someone. But I carry the burden, the guilt, with me wherever I am in the so-called real world of awake. I don't remember, officer. I don't understand, doctor. So that's the way it goes, night after night, dry mouth, thumping heart, sounds of sawing, flailing and kicking, a shout. I'm walking the cliff edge, sliding off the roof, falling down a black shaft. The elevator opens to another day we share.